It's your turn to join the conversation. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Now here's your host.
This is Men's Health Live from Men's Health Magazine.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live. I'm Greg Stebbin. We're the guys who bring you Men's Health Magazine and menshealth.com. I'm in downtown Las Vegas at the Collision Tech Festival, and I'm starving, frankly, because I didn't get breakfast. Now, you might say, Greg, I read in Men's Health Magazine that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And it is, but when you need to be somewhere and there's a line, it's a problem, which is why I'm thrilled that, is it Ware?
Yes.
Ware Sykes from the company No Wait, NoWaitApp.com is here, and he is going to tell me and you how we can avoid that I couldn't eat because the line was too long scenario. Your company makes that whole scenario go away. What is it that you do at No Wait?
You hit the nail on the head. Essentially, we allow you to enter a line at a restaurant from your phone at home. Let's say you're...
So I get to be in line without being in line.
That's right. You're in line without being in line. You can imagine you're exercising on Sunday morning and you decide you want to go get that favorite brunch spot in your neighborhood. And you can pull up our app. Notice it's a 45-minute wait. Put your name in line from your phone. Go about your workout. Get in the shower. Go to the restaurant and sit down. Almost like Uber for restaurants.
But is there a risk that I will get stoned when I get there because other people realize I'm sort of cutting in line?
Well, you're not cutting in line because you're just putting your name in the line.
So they don't know that I wasn't there for the first 37 minutes of my 42-minute wait.
Well, they also have the option of doing that themselves.
I got it. Okay.
So there's no discrimination from the restaurant's perspective over guests.
So all you've really done is automate that piece of paper on a clipboard with a pen on a string at the front of the restaurant.
Yeah, making your life a lot easier and better.
And better for the restaurant as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We lift sales about 15 to 20% on busy Friday nights. The reason why is because that process is so outdated. It results in overquotes, unhappy consumers, and they leave the restaurant. So they actually increase sales as a result of using No Wait.
And are you able then to actually be more accurate in your estimates of the wait time as well?
Absolutely. There's an algorithm that we give to the host stand.
Okay.
And, you know, hosts and hostesses are used to getting yelled at by angry customers for 40, and so they often.
So are you saying Ware Sykes that we can yell at you instead?
Because
you have the No Wait app, right? NoWaitApp.com. So it's Ware's fault if it takes too long.
Well, thankfully, you know, our algorithm is very accurate, and you can actually track your progress. So you can see what's happening in the line while you're actually waiting.
Because that's also part of the problem is it's a mystery, right? It's like waiting for a train. Is the train ever going to come?
Total lack of transparency, right?
Yeah.
And if you know how long the wait's going to be, then you can go about your day.
Right.
So you can go, hey, you can finish your workout. You can go shop for stuff for your wife or kids. You can actually make use of that time.
And is your algorithm, so I'm getting technical here, but does your algorithm actually begin to see when people are leaving the restaurant and the rate at which they're leaving based on when they cash out? I mean, are you kind of information?
It's based on a number of factors, that being one of them, but overall it's kind of...
Number of tables,
number of
servers, the size of the kitchen and all of that.
Not size of the kitchen, really in the flow of the restaurant.
Okay, but well, whatever. I'm just guessing. I'm not in the restaurant business.
That's right.
So I want to go to my favorite breakfast place, which I did want to do this morning and couldn't because there was a line. It was too long. If I had picked up my phone early enough, I could have said I'm going to be there at 7:15, got on their list at 7:15 to arrive at 8 because there was a 30-minute wait. Do I pay for the privilege of doing that?
Absolutely not. It's totally free. It's the most precious asset you have in your life, which is your time, and we want to give it back to you.
So. Okay. And so does the restaurant pay you?
The restaurant pays us a small fee on a subscription basis.
Okay.
But, you know, they usually get paid back in about 24 hours after using No Wait.
Wow. Wow. Okay. It's called No Wait App. No Wait. Actually, it's called No Wait.
No Wait.
It's NoWaitApp.com. So I would think that part of the trick here is that you've got to get local restaurants to begin using your service. So should I go to my favorite places that have lines and say, hey, check out this app on my phone?
Absolutely. So we actually have the ability for you to suggest the restaurant in the app to the restaurant.
Oh.
You can also tell the restaurant.
Okay.
We have over 3,000 restaurants across the U.S. using us, and we are getting adopted rapidly.
Okay.
But absolutely, tell your favorite restaurant and say, hey, you know what? I'd eat here more often if you took advantage of No Wait.
How long ago did you launch this?
Well, the consumer-facing app, we launched about a year ago.
Okay.
And we're in over 3,000 restaurants now in the last year.
Okay.
So we're growing very, very rapidly, and it's something that consumers absolutely love. They are more likely to eat at their favorite restaurant.
Yes.
They will eat there more often.
Yes.
And they will actually likely spend more money because they're less angry when they sit down.
Well, and do you enable other communication between the consumer and the restaurant? Like, could my restaurant now let me know when they make my favorite meatloaf, which they only make once in a while? Do you enable that kind of communication?
Part of the connecting the guest with the restaurant in a way that is totally unique. We can actually know who is eating at your restaurant and when. And our next feature coming out, which is in the next few weeks, is called Guestbook, where you can actually recognize Greg when he walks in the door through iBeacon, but also know what he's eaten before at your restaurant, what his preferences are, so you can actually be more targeted with your service. And then ultimately, we'll be able to allow you to push notify that customer saying, hey, Greg, we love your favorite meatloaf is on tonight. Come on in.
So it seems to me that part of what you're doing with No Wait is not only cutting out the wait, but also enhancing the experience while I'm in the restaurant so that, I'm actually going to feel like I'm in my favorite Cheers bar, right? Because everybody knows my name. They know what I like. Oh, do you want the usual? And things like that. That makes eating out a much more special experience for me, and I would imagine a much more profitable experience for the restaurant owner.
Absolutely. It allows restaurants to understand who their best guests are and who the ones that are, frankly, aren't their best guests, who they should be more hospitable to. It allows them to provide you with experience that you absolutely adore, and will reward the restaurant with coming back.
All right. He's Ware Sykes. He's the CEO of No Wait. It's the No Wait app, nowaitapp.com. Free, right, for Android
and iPhone? Free for consumers on Android and iOS,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, and one of the great things to do is to use this app to actually tell your favorite restaurants, hey, dudes, I'm tired of waiting. Get the No Wait app so that I don't have to wait and I can eat here more often. Ware Sykes, thanks for joining us here
on
Men's
Health
Live.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.